In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Y'all know what it is already, and I got my dog with me.
Big J.
And today, we have a special guest. He really ain't a special, you know, he's a special person. That's my dog right there. But he's kind of like the fourth member of the Gangsta Chronicles, kind of the homeboy, the hood professor, Melly Mel. What's happening with you, dog?
Man, you know the vibe. How you doing, Big Still? What's happening, Big James? Sunday, man. That's what it is, man.
Right.
Yeah, and I figured, you know, don't nobody have nothing to do tomorrow but barbecue and get fatter. So I figured I'd get y'all brothers on the line today to talk about some important stuff, man. You know, over the past few weeks, we've had some atrocities happen. You know, we've had the shooting over in Buffalo. You had to where some fool decided to go down and take a bunch of kids' lives down to Texas, man, to school. And I don't think there's something no parent expects. You know, you drop your kids off at school, you're thinking they're in a safe place.
That's one of the safest places you think they're going to be at. But this ain't the first shooting, and it ain't going to be the last. I hate to say that, but, I mean, it ain't going to be the last.
No, not at all. And the last time, you know, I would say any shooting is catastrophic. Anytime you have the loss of human life, you know, behind something like that, it's sad, right? But I think this is only the second time someone has done something like that in the school. You had the guys that were down in Colorado, the Trench Coat Mafia, those guys that killed all the kids down in the Columbine shooting.
Right.
Forget New Jersey.
You know, New Jersey. But those are spread apart by decades, kind of. You understand what I mean?
Spent 10 years.
Yeah, so.
Was it New Jersey or Connecticut? One of those.
You know what? It was somewhere back east. No disrespect to none of the family's harm, but you have all this, you know, these things happen. What's in the mind of somebody that does something like that? What's their mindset like?
You can't really tell that. I mean, when you got somebody feel like they need to do something or they want to do it, they're just going to do it. If they got grown up a certain kind of way, if it's, you know, they ain't liking their parents, you know, but who thinks about getting up and go kill third grade kids in the third grade, fourth graders? I don't see it happening, but you got some sick people out here that don't care. And, you know, they could be just copycat motherfuckers just doing it because the next person did it or whatever the case might be. You never know what's going through their mind.
Well, you know, I'm doing my research now, and it's been more than actually a couple. We had there was an incident in Flint, Michigan, where one person died. You know, you had a six-year-old fatally shot. Another six-year-old. You had a six-year-old shoot at a classmate. Now, Lionel is five, right?
Right.
I just can't picture Lionel going to school with a pistol, dog, and shooting another little kid, right? That's one incident, right? And that sounds like it's just a case of the parents not having control over their pistols in the house, not locking them up and keeping them away from the kids. That's what that incident sounds like.
Why you can't see that?
Well, no.
I mean, you got kids in elementary today that's going to school with weapons, a knife. You know, being bullied ain't something, you know, kids like. They get tired of it. And once you get fed up, you're liable to do anything just to do something to that kid. So in the third grade, in the fifth grade, you are capable of picking up a gun and putting it in your backpack.
Yeah, for sure. Who got somebody talking in the background?
I do.
You do? When you off mail, put it on mute real quick until you come on, if you can.
Let me move around and then I can cook. I'll move around it because they talking loud.
Yeah, but Jay, I feel you. No kid likes to get bullied, but I don't believe that Lionel would have in his mind to go get a gun and go shoot one of his classmates.
He's not raised like that. I mean, man, we all get frustrated is what I'm saying. Let's say the way I grew up, you know, I was frustrated at the bat. I was a bad kid. And when they thought they was going to bully me, I felt that I wasn't going through that shit. So I took a knife to school with me. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about a knife, though. I used to carry bricks in my book bag because I used to get jumped a lot. So I used to carry bricks, and then I got me a Louisville Slugger. And I kept that thing in my backpack at all times, you know. But I wasn't going to go get my pop's pistol and unloading on a bunch of dudes. Not when I was 6, 7 years old.
My pops had rifles, so I look like a damn fool walking to school with a rifle. But what I'm saying is, it happens, man. It happens. And then the kids today, parents have guns, and they don't have the safety locks on them. You know, you can easily grab a gun from home and take it to school. You know what I'm saying? And even if you're just taking it to show off, we got kids doing this shit today. So, I mean, it's how we parent. We're not focused on our kids enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So we got a couple of different, in the 2000s alone, you had an incident that happened in Flint, Michigan, the one kid killing the other little six-year-old kid. Then you had one on May 26, 2000. You had a 13-year-old honor student. He was sent home for throwing water balloons, but returned to his Lake Worth Middle School with a family pistol. He fatally shot the teacher who was popular. He fatally shot teacher Barry Gunrow, who was popular at the school. So you got a kid that shot a teacher, a 13-year-old kid that was an honor student, for getting suspended, for throwing water balloons. He got the family gun. That sounds like gun control again. People not keeping their stuff locked up. Then you have another one to where you had this happened in Seattle, Washington, to where you had a professor, a college professor, get shot by another Taiwanese immigrant who he had flunked on his test because he said it would dishonor his family. You had another incident in Fayetteville. So it seems like this is quite frequent, even though these are not the massive shootings that the ones we've seen as of late. You got one or two people dying anytime the loss of life happens. It's always a sad thing. You had one that happened on December 1st, 2000 in San Diego, where you had a 15-year-old student who was showing off a handgun on campus, threatened to shoot a classmate, end up accidentally shooting himself. You had another one in Santee, California, to where you had two deaths and 13 injuries where a 15-year-old student, Charles Andrew Williams, killed two students, 14 and a 15-year-old. In total, he wounded 13 others. And it's a whole lot of other ones. And see, forgive my ignorance, public, but I didn't know it was this many shootings going on in school, man.
It's plenty of shootings going on in school. What we got to understand, though, still, that this country, the formulation of this country, the creation of this country was created out of savagery. This country came together out of savagery. Has anything changed?
No, not at all.
Okay, then. So we shouldn't be taken apart or taken away from the fact that those things have been occurring since day one. So it only has escalated since then. You know what I mean? Right. But mm-hmm. What we have to learn what they got a saying that said, want for your brother what you want for yourself. And that has to do with community of self. Community of self would be the values and thoughts and attitudes encouraged unto us with a better strive for more and focus on the results, whether looking for a certain sense of belonging and acceptance. Hold on just a second.
I got over here today,
so they keep bumping in. So we have to find a way to understand who we are as a people and keep us safe, because when we look at it, out of all these people that are creating these crimes, it's not really coming from us.
No, it's not. It's not. And it almost makes you want to approach the way
you
see
us. You understand?
Yeah, go for ahead. Sure. You know, one thing, it makes you definitely have a different conversation with your kids, right?
Absolutely. You know,
and I've always taught my kids when they're in school, always be aware where you at. When you in the classroom, have you a place to hide in case something happened. If you on the first floor, fortunately, a lot of these schools ain't out here with the multiple floors no more, right? Usually they all like, you know, one level. But I told my son, you know, hey, if it's you on the second floor, jump out the window. Jump out the window, hide, try to escape. You know, have you escape plan. And it's almost like you halfway want to send your kid to school with a little weapon. As crazy as that sounds.
Well, it don't happen every day. You know what I'm saying? I remember when they put metal detectors in the schools, the parents were mad. Treat my kids like animals and woo, woo, woo. No, you need that shit so we don't have these issues. But the white schools weren't having that type of shit. No. Other schools, should I say. So, you know, go ahead.
No, this goes into a whole nother thing that, you know, and I'm going to jump back on our topic. When they started putting metal detectors in the schools, they were putting them in schools that haven't had any incidents, though, and they were always in our neighborhoods. You follow what I'm saying?
No. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. We was having a lot of issues at our schools, Compton. So we was having a lot of issues, let's say Fremont. Let's say those schools in those areas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Always had a problem.
Yeah, of course, because you got those areas that are heavily gang.
James, the severity of what was going on with us wasn't as intense as it is with these other individuals that's walking in these schools and shooting innocent 20 and 19 people. That wasn't happening during our time.
No, you're right, because not at one point I and many others never thought about just going to school, going up to Dominguez or Fremont or Centennial, and just let off on everybody. Never thought like that. Gangbangers, it was totally different.
It was usually individual or a couple of individuals. It was targeted. You knew the exact individual that you wanted to deal with and how you wanted to deal with it, and they vice versa, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But these situations are individuals that are supposedly be what they would say, quote unquote, he's a good kid. You know what I'm saying? That's what the narrative is in the story. He's a good kid. They keep perpetuating that. But we know better because when we see these individuals, they look harmless enough. But when you look at it, you got to go all the way back to their raising their childhood. What was they allowed to be as a child? You know what I mean? Was they practicing death and killing animals and different things? You know what I mean? Because these things occur in certain households, and it goes unnoticed or it goes untreated, because these things don't just happen just all of a sudden. These are something that happened that transpired during the raising of the child.
Right? Yeah, some of these guys have mental disorders, like this guy, like you said,
Both of these guys, I think the one in they had something, if I'm not mistaken, the one in Connecticut, did he shoot his parents too, or did he shoot? This one definitely shot his grandmother, but I'm thinking the other ones, something happened with their parents as well.
Yeah, it's been a number of things. Like you said, Mel, you brought up earlier the guys that mutilate animals and do stuff to things. Those are actually classic traits of a serial killer.
Yes.
Of a person that's highly disturbed. If you go back and look at people like Ted Bundy, different people of that nature, you know, really prolific serial killers, they always started off with small animals. They may have a pet in the house that they abused, catching cats on fire and stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just real stuff that the average person wouldn't think about, because you have to think about the mindset of a person that premeditates that, okay, I'm going to go. I don't think it's something that just hit their mind. I think they plan this stuff out. I think they say, okay, I'm going to go get this person. Then I'm going to school and get this person. And the thing that was really alarming about this shooting, the shooting is always alarming, but it was alarming about this. This guy decided to go take vengeance out on a bunch of little elementary school students.
And why?
And then these guys are writing manifestos. Never did we go to school, James, and there was a manifesto written out saying, hey, I'm going to do this to this person and this to that person. These guys are meticulous. They're thinking about what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. They, to the degree to where they're going, they know where they're going to go purchase the rifle. They already researched it. They may even run a test run to see if they can actually achieve it. You know what I mean? Because they're not just walking up in any old gun shop in person. They walk into the right gun shop that they know that's going to actually allow them to purchase that AR-15 or whatever type of assault rifle they're purchasing. Okay. So this is well thought out.
Well, you know what the thing is, bro? The thing is this, right? Hi, how are
you? Hey, I'm here.
And this is a major problem, Mel. The police didn't respond to this thing in the right way. They didn't respond. They didn't respond to it in the proper manner. And they're saying that, you know, new details have came about that the failure of local law enforcement to respond swiftly to the school shooting that happened in Texas are increasingly raising questions about police procedures. You know, after 3 days of contradictory accounts, the police response to the attack that left 19 children and two teachers dead in a small town emerged the decision by police to wait outside the classroom where the 18-year-old gunman was barricaded appears to have contravened federal and state guidelines developed over two decades ago. So I guess after the whole Colorado Columbine incident, they had certain measures that they was going to take through law enforcement. Why would you wait outside?
So if you understand human behavior, if you look at the body language of the law enforcement, it reflected to me of individuals that was being careful and wasn't sure of what to do. That's what it looked like to me.
Right.
Now, I'm no expert, but I know body language and I know people. And I've been around I grew up in these circumstances where multiple individuals had pistols and gunplay erupted. And people froze. I seen people with pistols freeze and hide and jump in the cars. You know what I mean? But they supposed to be engaging. You know what I mean? But But the individual that was perpetrating the crime itself was getting out, getting down, you know. But it always just be one individual say, nah. I'm coming at you. I'm coming back at you, partner.
Right.
But the police department, law enforcement, their behavior, their body language, and how they were just standing there and they waited so long because they made like they didn't know what to do.
Oh, they was very lost. And then another thing too, fellas, you're talking about Texas. Texas is a gun state where almost everybody in every household got a gun. I guarantee you them parents outside that was trying to get in there, I guarantee it was a parent outside that if they'd have let them in, he'd have went and did their job for them and got busy.
Absolutely.
But I guarantee you.
Look, this is the key part. These kids ain't doing this shit in their neighborhood. These kids is driving 3 hours to go in another city, another town, and wreak havoc. Now, why are they doing that? Why are they not killing motherfuckers in they community? They coming into ours and doing it. That's a statement and a half for your ass. And I don't care what nobody say.
The guy in Nova Scotia, his mama drove him to it.
Right. So he already got it planned, but he got off. He won the shit. So that's the fucked up part about it. When you start watching the news and see that you can, there's a potential for you to beat this shit once you do it, or claim you was crazy, deranged, or what the fuck ever, you're going to have a lot of them coming at you doing that. But these motherfuckers is driving 3 hours, 8 hours to come into our city and our town and do it. Not in their community, but in ours. That's the scary part.
Danny's volume went down.
Mine?
No, I can hear him. I can hear him, Mel. I can hear James.
Yeah, so that's the crazy part about all that, man. These people are driving 5-8 hours to get into our side of town, our neck of the woods, and wreak havoc. Why not do that shit where you at?
Yeah, you know what, though? Whatever is going on, I think it goes deeper than this. Have you noticed, Mel, have you noticed the chemtrails in the air?
I don't think...
Yeah, let me see. Let me take him. Let me see something. Hold on. We wait for Mel to come back in. But have you noticed the chemtrails and stuff in the air, James?
No, not really.
See, I pay attention to stuff like this, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I almost like think, man, some of these people are programmed because a lot of this stuff has happened without no rhyme or reason. Just somebody just losing their mind and just going out and just doing these just really just malicious acts of violence, real right. Deliberate, and just going to go do what they do. Then they kill themselves. And some of these people don't have no history or no mental issues.
That's true. And we are programmed. I mean, people are programmed. You know, what people are trying to do today in social media, anywhere, people are trying to belong somewhere. They're trying to fit in. They mm-hmm. want to be. They want to be remembered. They want to be. When you think about a certain date or a certain place, you want to think about that person. They believe that should be them. You know what I'm saying? They're not mm-hmm. doing nothing big in their life. So yeah, you motherfuckers are programmed. If I go out, I'm gonna go out with a bang. Fuck suicide. Suicide is going out committing these crimes and then thinking you're gonna get killed and want to be killed in the process. So, man, we programmed all day, man. And how you know these kids ain't trying to be a part of an organization? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They have to do. Just like in our way, you have to be jumped in or all this other shit, but in their way, you gotta commit a certain crime or do something to be a part of that organization.
Well, they gonna have some very poor membership if they telling people to go gun down innocent people and then kill themselves.
Well, you think every motherfucker plan on getting caught? Why you think they going to different states and do it? Cause don't nobody know who they are. Get in the car and head back home.
And see, I'm going to tell you one thing we need to pay attention to as African-American people, as Black people, minorities, period. We need to pay attention, man, because the Klan ain't went nowhere. They just look different now.
Yeah, they just police officers.
Most of these guys that's perpetrating these crimes are connected either to Proud Boys, the Klan.
Exactly.
Nazi lowriders or whatever. You know what I mean? They have some associations with these guys.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's the thing we need to look at, James. When I talk about the conspiracy, you know, me and James, just to bring you up to speed, Mel, me and James was having a conversation earlier about just white supremacists, right? On how they move different now. They're making rap songs right now. They're doing all kind of stuff because they're trying to recruit a new base of people, right? So they know, okay, the average young white person, the average young white kid is very enamored with Black culture. Even if he calls himself, identifies as prejudice. You understand what I mean? Even if he identifies as being prejudiced, most of these guys are secretly, whether it's secret or in public, enamored with black culture. They listen to rap music. They throw out by the clothes and everything like that. And somewhere along the line, they feel like they're not getting accepted. Or either somebody, all it takes is a little bit of brainwashing of somebody to get in your ear and say, hey, it's about us against them. And they convince these guys to go out and do this crazy stuff, right? Just think about the stuff they don't get caught for.
Right.
Think about the stuff they don't get caught. Think about the, it was an incident maybe a month ago in Mississippi to where a guy that was an older grandfather, he would walk home. He stayed like a mile away from his kids, right? So he always wanted to walk. Oh, Dad, you need a ride? No, I'm going to go ahead and walk. Somebody sticked a pack of dogs on the dude. They killed the man. Somebody sticked a pack of dogs on him. Killed him, mauled him in the thing. That happens very frequently in the South. So I think we need to do it. And don't think because we in just hella just conservative California ain't no Klansmen out here. I think it's a lot of Klans people out here. A lot of white supremacy groups.
Well, these people out here, they under cloak and dagger. They hide it. And they smile in your face, right in your face, and be just as racist and biased as any.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I almost rather deal with like the people that's back at the house. You know, I'm originally from the Midwest. There at home, they go call you a nigga. They go let it be known. They go have their Confederate flags on the back of their truck. They go have their white power tattoos on, their Nazi signatures, and they will fight your ass.
That's another thing they try to cover up is that flag. You know, they try to make the flag seem like it's not racist. It is part of racism.
Oh, it's rooted deep in racism.
Yeah, you carrying a flag that was a Southern battle flag, but also it was associated with a bunch of losers. And that's just the way that came about, you know what I mean? But they carry it with a sense of pride. But how can you carry something with a sense of pride that represented loss, that represented bias, that represent racism, hatred, you understand? And then you try to paint it to us like, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining outside.
We didn't have no clue. Manny Mel, we didn't have no clue about that motherfucking flag. I grew up watching Dukes of Hazzard. The General Lee was like, man, I didn't know that.
Until you found out what that flag was.
Exactly. Huh? Then I said, fuck that. Ain't that a bitch? And then they got the taken down statues and all kind of shit. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it was all deeply rooted in racism. And it's still going on today. And I think a lot of these kids are being programmed to go out and commit these malicious acts.
So how do we continue to educate? It's on us to continue to educate and also get this type of information out there to the masses, because let's be honest, a lot of these kids are not reading books, but they are listening to YouTube and they listen to Gangsta Chronicles. They listen to the Hood Post, man. They listen to other YouTube and podcasts, right? It's up to us to bring up these subject matters and address them in a way to where they come in and they can interact with us, listen to us, and ask some questions. You know what I mean? And we can provide some answers. I think that's important, Steel. What about you, James?
I do too. And I was just gonna ask you, how do we do that? Trying to educate our people while we doing what we're doing. We still slaughtering each other. And how do we get them to watch the shit what they're doing and pay attention to the shit that we're doing?
Well, we get down. First, we got to get to the root of the matter. The root of the matter is that we was raised by savages. Our ancestors were raised by savages. So a part of that was in them was in them. So we have to understand that and make our kids and our children's children and our other children understand that this thing that happened to us was trauma. So we've been living in trauma since the beginning. So we got to reassign our DNA. In other words, we got to take the lies out and replace it with the truth. So the critical race theory is important. And we must bump past that. We can't allow them to squash us on that or press that down and make it seem that, nah, we just want to teach America. That is critical race theory is American history. It's the truth. This is what happened. You think Rosewood happened by itself? You think what happened down in the Black Wall Street, that just happened by itself? No. These individuals perpetrated these crimes and brought death and destruction to our community. Mm-hmm. See, because we didn't come here rioting, looting, robbing, stealing. That stuff was, we saw that when our ancestors were placed in this country, that's what they saw. So, you know, just like any other kid, when a kid sees something done in an environment, what do the kid do?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Reintroduce it, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Because that's what the kid knows. Mel, so we sort of like a product of that.
I'm sorry, Mel. I just want to land back on something that you said, right?
Uh-huh.
It is very, very important. While we are here to entertain, we are also here to inform and educate.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think a part of it is that these young kids are bombarded with so much content. If you notice, do you have younger kids around you sometimes?
Yes.
If you notice, it's almost like they're addicted to their phone. Your phone and social media, the brain reacts to that like it does to dope.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same, you know, it's the same part of our brain. And I'm going to tell you what it is, man. Right now, it's a thing that where all the real content is kind of getting buried. There's so much content out there. And half of it, I told Glasses like 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when YouTube first started getting popular, I said, bro, it's going to come a time where somebody's going to kill themselves online. That has happened a couple of times. It's going to come a time to where people just go start doing outrageous content online. That's happening right now before us. It's conversations being had online that don't got no business nowhere being in the public forum.
Right.
And all that stuff is getting lost. So pretty much, man, it's almost like we in an ocean of shit trying to find a glass of water.
Absolutely. Well,
they created We just fall into the bag every time. We didn't create social media. Like, we didn't create this.
No, but you know what, though? They've allowed certain people the liberty to go out and express themselves. See, everybody that has a camera, a microphone, don't have intentions on going out there necessarily and telling their story or doing whatever else they do. And everything is not meant. You in the lexicon of content, you have to have different kind of content. You have the guy that reports on social issues. You have the guy that reports on entertainment issues. You have the guy that does gossip. But see, the stuff they're doing now has no kind of relevance to neither three of those things. They're doing stuff just to be malicious and to start a bunch of chaos right now. You have agents of chaos online that's just there to distract people. And that's all it is a distraction, because I'm going to tell you this. Out of all the stuff we look at YouTube, how many brothers with platforms like ours have you even heard address the shooting?
Not very many.
It's almost like the adage. You want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book, except the book has been replaced with YouTube.
But watch this part, though, still. Watch this part. Part of the problem, too, is the X factor. The X factor is church. The reason why it's church, because you can't expect God to be your source of peace if the world is the source of your satisfaction. It's like walking with God but holding hands with the devil. You go to church on Sunday, you get all these good words, flowery words, and you do all these things. But as soon as you leave there, you out doing the devil's work.
That's right.
You get to come back next Sunday and be forgiven for that devil's work, and you can start all over again. See, that's what we got to get straight with our people. We cannot live like that.
See, you know what it is, though, Mel, because I go to church every Sunday, and I know I'm far from perfect. I don't proclaim to be perfect, right? But I attempt to be the best version of me that I can be, right? But I get upset, I curse, I do all kind of stuff, smoke weed every once in a while, stuff that's just really not, that you're not supposed to do as a church going man. But I will say this, I don't think nobody is perfect because we all have free will. I think the biggest thing, you know, church is a small part of it, right? I think a major part of it is that we're not evolving as black men. If you look at the stuff that's going on online right now, right? If you look at the stuff that's going on online, you will not see another race of people go out and do the stuff that we do online. People are out there losing their damn minds for these CPMs, for this money, dog. They will do everything. If you tell the average person, if you go outside now, if I put a post up right now and say, hey, we would give whoever go online and show their ass and punch themselves in the face 100 times some money, it would be a contingent of people that go online and do that just same thing. We are really acting like we have a lot of these guys don't have the maturity level that James Graham's son got. And we're talking about guys that are fathers, husbands, and in some cases, grandfathers.
Mental acuity is very important. But, you know, to take it a little step further from what you're saying, and I know it's a little bit slightly off topic, but with the internet and social media, it's a drug still. Because when you go in there, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the porta potty babies. Have you seen that? The porta potty girls.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they do to go get money. And they don't seem to be ashamed of it. They go right on over there to, what is it? over there in Bali and over there with all these sultans and sheiks and all these guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they do all this stuff and they come back, hey, look at me and look at my, you know, look at
That's just, what I told my son. I always warn my kids, be careful of the Instagram model girls, because you kiss them in their mouth, you might be kissing the sheik's dick.
Man, you might be kissing his boo-boo.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, they have women. I'm going to tell you.
James, they over there boo-booing on these ladies.
Pissing on them and boo-booing on them. And a collection of them. It's just not them by themselves. They call their people in there and do it, and they throw a girl $20,000 on her chest. And these women will go out there and do it. And see, this is not really off topic, male. This is the problem. People are being brainwashed now. I believe us as black men, we are being brainwashed by content. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, the average nigga is lazy. And I didn't say black man. I said the average nigga. The average nigga don't want to get up and go to work. He don't want to do nothing because he can't follow structure or instructions, right? So what they do, they figure, man, and I'll tell you this. Since we started the Gangsta Chronicles podcast, since you and Kev Mack started the platform you guys had, right? We were some of the early adopters on to that type of stuff, right? You think about it, Mel. Just think about it. Go back. It wasn't as many people doing this stuff till we started doing it. And what happens is people see someone like James get successful, right? And they figure, man, if that nigga doing it, I'm going to go do it. Again, shiftless, lazy, don't want to work. They don't put the hours in. They don't put the research in and do it because people think we just do a podcast and just come on here and talk shit. No, it's not that simple. Sometimes it may be that way. It's a little organic like that. But 99% of the time, it's a lot of work and planning that goes into this. So people, if they can get online and figure out a way to make some money, dude, they would do whatever they have to. They would sell
that money. And that's why I talked about the mental acuity. They don't have the mental acuity because I've seen individuals that created content, right? And they do it for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm not going to call their names, but you know who they are. They do it for about 4 weeks, then boom, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Because it's work. It's a job. And the average nigga don't want to work.
Exactly.
The average nigga don't want to work.
They can't gather the content that they wish that they know these people are waiting on to hear, but yet they lack the substance. They don't have the mental dexterity to continue in that area experts. Right?
Right.
We've been preparing for this stuff. Before I even came on, I worked on the Kev Mack for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I remember.
And then I understood it. You know what I mean? So I went through some things. And you worked behind the scenes for many years. James came out of death row. Look at how many years that he worked over there and everything he learned by being over there.
And just the same for came on the Game of the Chronicles. James didn't want to talk. James didn't really talk at first. He got really proficient at what he did to the point to where he was holding down episodes on his own. Because I told him when we first started, I said, bro, I know you got an incredible story, but if we're going to expand past that and have some longevity in this, we have to have other things to talk about. Because Death Row is over with, bro. You know, Snoop has this incarnation of it, but that incarnation of Death Row Records, as we knew it, is gone. And
well, let's be honest, still, Snoop have a name.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's right.
Oh, for sure, and I hope it cracks off. My thing is this, bro. Anything that we are doing as black people, I'm in full support of it, bro.
Let's go.
I applaud him, dog, for what he's doing. And I think he's going to be able to bring it back to a place of relevance, honestly. And I know the people out there, let me tell y'all something. We're not going off topic. All this stuff is about programming. The show is about people being programmed to do certain things. You know, whether that's shooting or going online to act a fool.
I believe. Yeah, so innovation and nuance is going to help Snoop propel Death Row back to what it once, what it was supposed to be and what it should be. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, if you got the right individuals that putting a thought behind it, you know, you can bring all this. There's lots of new content out here, artists that's dying to get a chance to, you know, showcase and highlight who they are as an artist. So, you know, definitely that should tap into that source.
When Snoop Dogg said he was bringing back the people that was there originally,
He's going to make sure they eat first, and then he's going to collect his bread. But giving due justice to all those that walked away from death row that didn't get their bread, he going to make sure they get it. So it's just a cleaner version of death row is what I think you're trying to say. So without all the BS and all the hoorahs with the gangs and shit, it can be successful. It got to be. If you're working and doing a clean, if you got a clean business, straight up 100 with it, it can't be nothing but successful.
Really, and that's the thing.
As long as they don't have Mob James coming up there talking about give me a check, and he ain't done nothing.
That's what I was saying. I mean, just without all the bullshit.
Yeah. I just took light of that moment and decided to put that in.
Man, we always starving, so you had to get it how you get it. And I can't lie about it. I'm keeping 100. We all didn't nobody come out of that right, not even the top notch cat. So we all took a L on that one. Now Snoop got a chance to make something right, make it good, make it be what it should have been.
Right.
Because I swear to God, Suge Knight should have been still cracking. The most powerful motherfucker in the music industry right now. Right. And I know he would agree to that. I mean, it was something good, but it didn't work that way because everybody wasn't on the same page. Everybody had their own agenda. Everybody wanted to get rich quick because he was rich. No, it don't work that way.
So still, what is the next level, man? There's always another level to the social media and this content creation. And there's some other individuals that's getting involved. A lot of people that were sitting on the sideline are now diving in. What do you see as the next level?
Well, I'll tell you my part of what Digital Soapbox's contribution is going to be to content creation is I'll let this cat out the bag right now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're presently.
Don't do it.
Huh?
Don't let it out the bag.
Oh, no, I'm not going to let it all out the bag. I'm trying to find a way to word it without telling everybody everything.
Okay.
But, yeah. Pretty much what I'm doing, Mel, you know, outside of the stuff that we talked about earlier, I'm not going to let that out the bag yet because I actually got an NDA on that. But what we are doing is we're creating more responsible programming. And more opportunities for people to actually make some money minus the BS. Because see, right now what we have on platforms like YouTube, and it's pretty much the only platform, right? Right now to where a creator can go online and make some money for himself, right? But right now we're running to what YouTube is going through right now is they're having a discovery issue. And what YouTube does, they're a great platform and it's not their fault for the way stuff goes, but what happens is you have so many people, you literally have billions of people uploading content online, right? There's no way to police all that content. So what happens is everything is done like kind of like, so if you have one person that does something wrong, everybody else is penalized for that in a way,
right.
Because they start programming the computer. Okay, anything with these words in there, demonetize it all or take it down. So what happens is we may be having a discussion, a real discussion about the shootings that have occurred, but as soon as they hear that word shooting, they're demonetizing it because they don't have the resources, as big as company as they are, to actually handle all the content that's coming out. So what I'm doing is I'm creating an ecosystem to where it's driven by Black people and Black excellence, not no niggardry. Won't be no niggardry on my platform, on our platform. It won't be none on there. I refuse to do it. James will tell you, you guys both know I have access to information that could destroy a lot of people to the point that where they would never come back. But I understand that that type of information is destructive and is dangerous because there's more than just the one person that you target and involve. You have people's wives. You have people's children involved. You can actually destroy people's livelihoods with information. The Bible says that the tongue speaks life and death. And what we got a lot of people doing right now is they're talking real crazy. They're talking reckless. And it's not conducive to nothing good. Nothing good is going to come out of this. And I keep telling you guys, and James will tell you, a lot of stuff I've said I've been right because I don't say stuff. I put a lot of thought into stuff before I say things. Somebody is going to die before the end of 2022 behind the internet. Believe me when
well,
I tell you.
What are you doing already?
A lot of people, what a lot of people refer to as lifestyle, can be a death style. So we got to keep that in mind.
Very much so. And I'm not into mentioning names because this is just not one person in particular. It's a whole bunch of people. When did it become sexy to worry about what somebody else has going on in their past? You understand what I mean?
Right, right.
We have people exposing people's wives for affairs that they having. We have people exposing men for affairs that they having. It's almost too much information to the point to where no one has any mother. Nobody has any mystery to them no more. You know everything about everybody.
Has it become the modern day soap opera?
Oh, for sure. But in this, you know, the thing about a soap opera male, they on a movie set. That's fantasy. At the end of the movie, they get up. If a man die on a movie,
they get up and
they go home and they getting paid a lot of money for it. And this thing, you got some dudes that ain't making no money, because I'm going to tell you one thing. Brands will not monetize no bullshit. Major brands will not monetize bullshit. And when I say bullshit, it's a lot of programming that deals bullshit that's getting monetized, but it's not destructive. It may not be my cup of tea. And again, I am very glad that some of these brothers who otherwise wouldn't be able to make the money that they make have the opportunity. Hell, James had got an opportunity of a lifetime. James has been able to make money off of his pain. You understand what I mean? Off of stuff that caused him a great deal of hardship, heartaches and pain back in the day, right? He's able to talk about that, and it's been kind of therapeutic for him, right, in a sense, right? He's been able to take care of his grandson. He's been able to do some certain things. But you have people across the way to see that. They get jealous of it. Instead of going to go find a reason to do something, they would rather knock something else down. I'm going to tell you, niggas are the most destructive species on the planet, dog. The most dangerous species on the planet is the black man.
That's why it's important that the black man get up before the nigga do in the morning. You got to let the black man get up first. Because if the black man get up first, the black man is caring. The black man's make decisions. He has rationale. He has understanding. But if the nigga gets up, man, all bets off, man.
Exactly. Right. What was you going to say, James?
No, I mean, self-destruction is a motherfucker. And it's like you got people, everybody plays a part in the way we live, the way we socialize. And you got most people that never been identified as that dude or a potential, oh, he with it and this and that. I don't want that. I don't want to be known as, oh, he a killer, or he a this and that, or he a crazy. I don't want to be recognized as that. Those days, I'm a grown up. I'm old now. I don't have time for that shit. So fuck destroying shit. Let's rebuild some shit. Let's build on this. So when people try to stop me from trying to do what I do, helping people, I get in my car and come to you. I don't give a fuck where they at. I come. When people try to change that and say, oh, this nigga is this nigga is that, no, this the type of nigga I am. I'm this nigga. So they can't, it's crazy. And I really don't like talking about it, but, you know, we do this shit to ourselves. We killing ourselves. When we see one rise to the top, there's somebody, might be your best friend or might be somebody that hang with you, that's looking at you like, look at this motherfucker, who you think he is? When people just want to picture, see Melly Melvin and holler in the daps and all of this, what you need and all that. His partner's going to be like, damn, they ain't say shit to us. I want that status. And motherfuckers will do anything to get that status. And that's in the neighborhoods, that's in the bars, that's on TV, that's everywhere. Social media is showing you this every day. This shit is unfolding every day. Mm-hmm. You can't get a gig without being ruthless or violent. You ain't gonna get it. You can't be humble and do what you do. It just don't work. People don't wanna see humble. People wanna see self-destruction. People wanna see fights. People wanna see you arguing. People wanna see us disrespect our kids.
You know what?
Nothing else. They don't wanna see positivity.
You know what it's called, James?
What?
And I call it this. It is called the car crash syndrome. If you ever noticed when you're going somewhere in the morning, right? It's an accident, but traffic is all backed up, right? So you're looking at it like, man, this 5 o'clock in the morning, it shouldn't be that much traffic out here, right? But then what happened, you would see an accident. And it made the worse the accident, the more backed up the traffic will be. Not because of the actual accident itself, you would see the accident be on the other side of the freeway. It would be in the opposite direction, but you would have people over here just looking because people are naturally attracted to chaos.
That's an excellent point too, man, because we come into this world not knowing nothing, right? Everything is learned behavior. But why do we gravitate towards the negative?
Oh, it's exciting because a lot of us, instead of us being happy and content with our own lives, we're looking at everybody else, right? So I'll tell you right now, you know why I don't share good news no more, Mel? Because when you share good news, you may have a very small contingent of people that actually mess with you that are happy for you and will pray for your success, but you will have a collective of people that don't know you from Adam. Man, fuck him. I hope it failed. And if I could do something to make it bad, you will have somebody, if you tell too much of your business, you will have people get to making phone calls and stuff, dog. If they can find a way to impede what you're doing, your progress, I've never done that. I've had people that have done me wrong that have been on this very platform. I will have people that are in positions of power say, hey, you know, such and such came up here to talk to me. What do you think about it? I say, that's your decision, brother. If you want to mess with them, if you feel like they can bring something to your business strategy that's going to help you excel, I'm not going to ever tell nobody not to make money because I don't live in emotions. We live in a society to where people live in their feelings and emotions. I've displayed that I'm not that type of person. I do what's best for the business of digital soapbox media. That's my concern, not my feelings. I am a grown-ass man. I don't have feelings and emotions. I do, but my heart is for my family, my children, my mother, my friends. My balls is for business. My heart is for one thing. My balls is for business. I don't see. I'll tell you something without going too much detail into it, right? We had a situation in the early infancy of the show to where a guy, I'm not going to say his name, I never mentioned his name, but he came in and tried to convince James and the other co-hosts come over here with me. Now, you got to remember, this is a guy that I brought in. James and Rachie wasn't familiar with him. I brought him in. I think, what was it, James? Not even a month?
Maybe two.
You know, 2 months. He wasn't there very long. He tried to convince him to go do some stuff, right? So James being 100 like he is, he told me about it. Rachie even told me about it, right? So I could have been at that point, you know what? I would have been very well with my rights. Hey, brother, this not going to work. You need to go on about your business. I knew that Rachie had a impeding, he had a imminent, he was going, you know, he had a situation coming up. And it was very imminent. I knew by James being as new as he was, it would have been unfair to him. It would have meant to early, you know, it would have meant the show just went away early, right? Because James at that point, he wasn't going to be on no shit by himself. And at that time, I had so much stuff going on. I didn't have the time really to come on and full time. It started off that way. I launched the show and I found somebody to fill that third seat, right? But if I'd have thought of my feelings and emotions, it wouldn't be no Gangsta Chronicles. I had to think about what's going to be the best course of action for business. We need more people to think that way because everybody right now, especially the black men in our age group, we thinking with our feelings, our emotion, hatred, instead of just thinking, okay, what's going to be the best course of action for us to move forward? Fuck who more famous, fuck who getting the props. Let's make some money.
Man, let's get a couple of million and split it up amongst we.
Let's make the money.
My auntie told me the other day, she told me to shut the fuck up, pay more attention, and stop telling all your damn business. Or stop telling people what they want to hear. Stop it. Okay, I got it. So I find myself in a conversation just last night. And I'm about to go in. I had the woosah. It's the best advice I can ever have, and I advise everybody to do the same. Pay attention. Let people talk. Just listen. Absorb. Then react when it's time to react. Understand what the conversation is and what they're talking about. And it's crazy because, you know, I just went through the videos that were sent to me today. I'm looking at them, and I'm just bam, and this shit is, it is so crazy. So I advise everybody to take my auntie advice, man, and just stop, pay attention, and listen.
Exactly. Stop letting yourself be programmed, because that's what the whole mission is of this show right here, to educate people. People are being programmed as we speak, and they don't know. But what the thing is, you got, now check this out. You got good programming and you have bad programming. All programming is conditioning the mind to do something, right? All programming someone is conditioning their mind to achieve a desired result.
Right.
We allow, it's almost like this. Wouldn't either one of y'all let somebody come and put their dick in your ear and bust a nut in your ear? Neither one of y'all would allow someone to do that, right? We literally have people out there allowing people to bust nuts in their ear. To put their dick in their ear.
Well, listen to bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now, you and James, y'all both listening, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever y'all want to do, just let me know and let's do it. We don't have to talk about it. We know what needs to be done. We know how to do it. We know how to get it done. So I'm putting the ball in your court still. James, you got my word. Whatever you want to do, let's do it.
I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. Because there has to be a change right now. And I know even if we reach 0.2% of the people out there in the world, that's affected, that's changed. Think about the lives you've touched, James. Think about the people you know who've embraced your message and stuff. Think about how you've changed their life and impacted them in a positive manner. Because that's my thing on this earth. When I die, even though I'm a Christian man, I don't know what's going to go on, what's going to happen, but I do know that there's afterlife. You know, you can look outside and see there's a God just from the birds and the trees and just the way the earth is structured, right? You can look outside and say, you know what? This is God. Somebody put this together. This don't come from just a big bang.
Every time evil or something happens in this world or something happens in the community, something destructive, people are always looking for good to take the lead. So all we got to do still, James, is take the lead and lead the way.
Right. And I'm with that 100. Man, I just had the lady, I want to give shouts out to her too. Shasta Edwards in South Carolina. She invited me to her wedding. I couldn't make her wedding because I just got that shot in my back Wednesday. I met some good people along the way. And I got to thank Gangsta Chronicles. The guy in Texas, Rodney, shouts out to you. You know, all of these people that reached out when I was like, fuck this shit, was...
Don't forget about your boy down in Detroit, James.
Detroit, I'm talking about all over. I'm talking about everybody.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to name everybody, and I got a list of everybody. But, I mean, you know, just some good people. And I met some good people through Gangsta Chronicles.
Absolutely.
Helping them with their kids, family shit, whatever. But it was crazy, and it made me feel good when she invited me to her wedding. You know,
man, that's awesome.
Invite anybody to their important days like that. And she said, we consider you family out here. And I really ain't never had not a black family tell me that. Besides Greg and his family, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to everybody out there in South Carolina. I hope your wedding was great. And more power to y'all. I'm going to come out there one day and just pop up. So
yeah, shout out to the homie, too. I got to give a shout out because it's so many. It's a lot of people. But in specific, Eric Cairo, he's one of the first fans of Gangsta Chronicles, right?
Right.
Early on. I'm talking about early on when we was probably just getting a couple hundred people listening, right?
Right.
He was an early guy. And you know what? I like this philosophy because there are not too many times when I get stuck and don't know what to do. I knew I had to figure some things out, right? Not just the direction of the show, right? Because we the show is still going on. We're still doing the same stuff we've been doing, but just when you get certain situations to kind of step out the realm of entertainment, it can possibly become a safety issue, right? I was worried about James at the time. I said, man, I don't want to have this dude going back to being, you know, being the person, all the stuff he's done to evolve, to have him digress because of some nigga shit. So I wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to make sure he was right, dude. And once I saw all the stuff I've been preaching to him over the years work. He said, Norm, you always tell me and you can come because I was thinking about getting busy. I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? I said, fuck this. I'm tired of holding up being a bigger man.
You was going to be Mob James, huh?
You know what I'm saying? We finna go up.
I really had to tell him. I'm like, wait a minute. You got to practice what you preach. You tell me to don't do this, don't go to the neighborhood, don't do this, don't do that. Look how you talking.
Yeah.
And, so and telling me everything that was said is bullshit? Everything you were saying to me ain't right? And he's like, yeah, you're right.
Behind the scenes, myself, James, still, we have had countless of conversations. All of them that have been great. We just been, you know, dialoguing and keeping in communication. And, man, we just keep it going, man. And know this, man, the Gangsta Chronicles are here, you know?
And I'm going nowhere. You're a good brother. And I wouldn't have never thought in a million words that I could be in the presence of Melly Mel and or certain others, MCA or whatever. But to really know that I'm a grown ass man, I know I'm a man now. I know I'm a man. To be in the presence of you guys, it really taught me a lot.
Likewise, James. Likewise.
Right. So,
hey, but listen, man, I gotta jump out of here. These kids is about to go crazy.
Yeah, we too.
You know what? Before we go, everybody guard your heart, guard your ears. Don't let people stick their dick in your ear.
Right.
And with that, think on it. We out of here.
Hey, Norm, let everybody know on Gangsta Chronicles that tune in to us. They gotta tune in to the Hood Postman.
Oh, for sure. Hey. Make sure that's mandatory. Make sure you go to the homie Melly Mel's YouTube channel. We're about to get his audio set up for him because I know he missed the YouTube right now, but we're about to start exploiting him on some other platforms. When I say exploit, not in a bad way, but giving him opportunity to spread his message.
Man, use that voice. Use that voice, Steel.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you, y'all, we'll talk soon, man.
Because it's a lot of choose.
His show, I sit back and I listen. They got this one guy on there having me laughing like a motherfucker. Slick. Y'all will love his show. You'll sit back and laugh while you're drinking your coffee, while you're eating your dinner.
I call it crimps and pyrus, it's horses and jokes.
Right.
And that's that right there. And on that note, we out of here for real. This time, y'all have a safe and happy Memorial Day. All right,
man. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
All right, later.
Peace. Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.